11 Australians who attempted to sail to Gaza to deliver aid are returning home. They were part of the Freedom Flotilla, made up of dozens of ships and hundreds of people from around the world who are trying to break Israel's maritime blockade of the Gaza Strip. Israel has intercepted multiple missions, but there's growing international concern about the welfare of activists and their treatment while being detained and deported back to their home countries. 23-year-old Gemma O'Toole, who was among the first of the participants to touch down on Aussie soil, says activists detained after the flotilla interception were physically and mentally abused. Israel's government says the detainees were not harmed, but Ms. O'Toole says the situation in the hospitals there tells a different story.
Nearly 80 hospitalisations. I visited 5 people in hospital. I visited my friend Arno, who has a broken sternum and a collapsed lung. I visited 2 people I don't know who have broken legs. These were just random people that I happened to see in like 5 hours when I was there. So the idea that there's like no harm that's been done is absolutely, like, dozens and dozens of sexual assaults.
Ms. O'Toole's mother Susie says she's outraged by what the activists endured.
I'm feeling enraged, exhausted, but absolutely furious that my daughter and all of the other brave activists were kidnapped by Israel, held hostage, bashed, sleep deprived, all because they got on boats to take aid to starving people.
The fleet of 50 small vessels aimed to deliver a symbolic amount of humanitarian aid, mainly food and medicine, to Palestinians in Gaza. The ships were intercepted off the coast of Cyprus in mid-May, with the group's media delegate saying Israeli authorities then sank the boats and the tons of aid they were carrying. The maritime blockade of the Gaza Strip has now lasted 18 years, long predating the current war. Israel says the blockade is needed to prevent Hamas from importing arms. In the latest intercept, video showed the far-right Israeli security minister, Itamar Ben-Gvir, appearing to taunt and shove detainees. Australia and several other foreign governments expressed outrage after Ben-Gvir posted the video online. Some of the activists later alleged they were physically or sexually assaulted in detention, which Israel's prison service denied. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu criticised Ben-Gvir's behaviour as not in accord with Israeli values. Israel says all foreign activists involved have now been deported. Activist Gemma O'Toole says the experience has only reinforced her resolve.
I just like feel a renewed sense of urgency to like continue to advocate for people getting genocided in colonies all around the world, from so-called Australia. The genocide here is ongoing to the genocide and occupation of Palestine.
Gaza's health ministry has put the death toll at more than 70,000 people during the war. Israel has consistently denied allegations of genocide, firmly rejecting such claims as baseless and an inversion of reality.